Welcome to Always Be Closing Thursday Thunder Talk Show. This podcast is designed for financial advisors and agency leaders to level up their skills through proper mindsetting so they can help more Filipino families. With over 20 years of experience, Coach Ron C., Coach Jeff Luspo, and Professor Cy De La Torre specializes in closing techniques, tax strategies, and tax compliance. If you want to become a master closer, then this show is for you. Okay, and, so simulan na po natin. Are you guys ready to start?
Yeah, I'm so excited, Coach. Excited. Sa ating super discussion excited for tonight.
That's right. So, ano ba ang topic natin for tonight? Kasi ang topic natin for tonight is all about money tips that you can tell to your clients. Kasi yung mga financial advisors, gamay na natin yung produkto natin. Diba? Master na natin yan. We know how to do financial planning, but we'll give you a few tips on what you can share to your clients, whether on your wall, on your Facebook feed, diba, sa timeline mo, or when you coach your clients live. Okay. Habang kausap mo siya, you can already talk about that certain topic. This will give you guidelines on how you can tell this to your clients. At mag-share kami ng thoughts na namin, Professor Cy, Coach Ron, and I. Mag-share kami ng thoughts on what we think is best to pitch this based on our experience and pwede mo rin gamitin to para sa clients ninyo. Okay? Okay. So simulan na natin, guys. It's time for you guys to learn. Now, here are a few money tips na ituturo namin. There are thousands of money tips that we can teach you. Pero wala naman tayong oras na ituro lahat yung mga money tips na natutunan namin for the last 20 years. So for now, we will share you 7 money pitches that you can say to your clients para ma-enlighten mo, ma-guide mo yung client at mapaintindi mo yung client, ano ba yung money behavior niya? Swak ba yan doon sa dapat na maging money behavior niya or something like that. Right?
Okay,
so simulan na natin.
First one.
The first one is this one. Financial freedom is not free. It comes with a price. What's your take on that, Coach Ron and Professor Cy?
This is really one of my favorite quotes to quote to my clients. No, this is in fact true. No, when you have a client, na feeling nila, porket meron silang kamag-anak na financial advisor, o may nakausap nila na sila na financial advisor, or basta nakinig na sila, pero without really taking action, okay na. Diba? So doon ko to mini-mention, no, coaches, no, financial advisors, this is how you tell this to your client. So, pag sinabi ng kliyente na, oh, coach, sige, may nakausap na naman akong ganyan eh. Tsaka, ano naman eh, yung tita ko naman, financial advisor din naman eh, ganyan-ganyan. Basta kukuha din ako ng ganyan pag ano. Tsaka ano naman to, di ba? Free naman yung consultation natin ngayon eh, di ba? So, sabihin natin ganun, gumanon yung kliyente mo, di ba? Mm-hmm. So, pwedeng ito yung reply mo. You know what, Mr. Client? That's actually true, no? My advice is actually free. But financial freedom is not free. It comes with a price. Yan. Then you expound on that. Bakit po it comes with a price? Kasi Mr. Client, kahit po nakinig kayo sa akin, kahit nakinig kayo sa tita mo, kahit nakinig, if naging spectator lang tayo, hindi tayo naging action taker.
Ayun.
Diba? So, you know, so that's ano, para mas ma-realize niya na, hey, ang financial freedom is something that you have to pay to get some, 'di ba? To get it, 'di ba? Eventually, 'di ba? So very very important 'yon. Kasi baka akala nila porket nakidig sila, parang minsan coach, parang religion, 'di ba? Ni tipong hindi, ano naman, babait naman kami o kaya yung tita ko naman ano, pinagdadasal kami, 'di ba?
Correct, Coach Ron. 'Di
ba? So yeah, man, it comes with a price. It's not free. It depende 'yan, mangyayari 'yan, depende sa action na gagawin niyo po.
And not only that, Coach Ron. Ito, natutunan ko rito sa tatay ko when he was still alive. Sabi niya, you always get what you pay for. And sometimes, would you agree, Coach Ron, Coach Jeff, some of our good friends and even clients would always say, oh, magkano ba yung pinakamababa? Diba? Ganun kagad eh, yung pinakamababa eh. Only to find out na hindi pala yun ang suited sa kanya. Taba. And ano yung mga nagiging challenge ng mga kaibigan nating financial advisor? Agad-agad, sasabihin na, meron po. Yan, di ba?
Yeah.
Without even exploring first na ito ba talaga yung akma para dun sa ating kliyente or para sa ating mga kaibigan. Yan. So, we always get what we pay for. So, if you pay 1,500 per month at something happens to the client, di ba? Mag-expect ba ako, Coach Ron, Coach Jeff, ng mas malaking benefit out of it?
Mm-hmm. Tama, tama. You have a point there, Prof. Ikaw, Coach Jeff.
That's right, that's right. So, kailangan mo rin maintindihan, ano ba ang definition ng financial freedom for you? Because it could be different for a lot of people. For other people, financial freedom is the ability to have more options. Na, it doesn't matter how much it is, I have an option to choose, whatever convenient it is for me. Pero importante rin maintindihan, especially for financial advisors, na pag sinabing financial freedom is not free, at some point in our lives kasi, dapat pagdating natin ng peak age, which usually 60 or 65 or even before that, ma-achieve na natin to, na hindi ka na dependent doon sa active income na kinikita mo. The problem is, most of us, financial advisors, mga Filipinos, is pagdating sa pag-build something for the future, hindi natin masyadong makita kasi it's malayo pa. Ito yung mga sinasabi natin na bata pa naman ako eh.
Mm-hmm.
Healthy naman ako.
Yeah. Wala pa naman akong pamilya or bata pa naman yung mga anak. Ang layo pa, di ba? Why do I need to plan for this? The price that you need to pay in order to achieve financial freedom is to take action. Ano ba yung ginagawa mo today to achieve financial freedom in the future? Yun ang kailangan mong gawin. What are the action? What are the steps that you are willing to do today to set you up doon sa situation na pag dumating ng panahon na sasabihin mo na okay, this is it for me. Or I wanna retire, or I wanna do this or venture into something else. Masasabi mo na this is financial freedom. Hindi ka na dependent dun sa active income mo, which means even if you stop working, income is still there.
Yun.
That's financial freedom. Tama ba? Optional na lang na magtrabaho. I know. Diba? I know when you retire, it's gonna be boring when you don't do anything else. No, na pag sinabi mong, hey, you know, I already achieved financial freedom. And if you're not gonna do anything else, of course it's gonna be boring. But it only means na I don't need to work for active income for me to survive.
Right.
Kasi meron na, na-achieve mo na yung financial freedom. And ma-achieve mo lang yung financial freedom na yan dun sa mga steps na ginawa mo along the way.
Yeah.
Parang ano yan eh, parang it's like building a Lego, di ba?
Yeah.
Para makabuo ka ng structure, you know, dapat tama yung foundation and then pag na-build mo na, yan na. Ganun din pagdating sa financial freedom. So, anong take mo dyan, Coach Ron and Professor Sai? Ano pa yung mga ideas ninyo?
Yeah. Ano yan eh, Coach Jeff? Sungsong ginagamit dito, naalala ko tuloy nung binanggit mo kanina, yung regarding sa financial freedom, ano ang sweldo mo pag wala ka ng sweldo? Yan.
Right.
So, kaya nga, if you'd like that, to have that kind of lifestyle na hindi mo na siya, na hindi mo na siya pinoproblema, hindi mo na siya inaalala, kumbaga, ngayon pa lang, the little things that we are doing right now, yung mga pagsisave natin, kasi I think one of the challenges here, guys, is yung notion nating mga Pilipino, I'm speaking in general, na they would still view savings or, if I may use the word insurance or investment, as a gastos. Diba? Doon pa lang eh. If you cannot free yourself from that kind of idea, how would you be able to achieve that kind of financial freedom? Diba? Yung right, term right. Mo kaagad doon, gastos ka agad eh. Ay, hindi, saka na right. Kasi gastos yan eh. Diba, Coach John? Coach
and, and it makes a lot of sense, no? Kasi at some point in our lives, titigil talaga ang sweldo. Ang tanong, sino magpapasweldo sa'yo pag wala ka ng sweldo?
Ayun.
Then sabihin natin, o di yung naipon ko, kailan ka nag-start mag-ipon? Para dun sa 20 years of retirement mo. Kung nag-start ka lang mag-ipon like 2 years ago, 3 years ago, then magre-retire ka na, would that be enough? Is that financial freedom din? Tama ba? What's your take on that, Coach Ron?
Yeah, so this statement is really more of, you know, it gives the client a time frame na, hey, Mr. Client, hindi tayo pwedeng nandun yung thinking natin na, you know, it will come to me, di ba? Na magiging financial free din ako. You know, kailangan talaga meron siyang conscious effort na step by step, build habits to make sure that when you build habits, dun magdedetermine kung magkakaroon tayo ng financial freedom or not. Diba? It's not just getting a plan. Tama ba? Kasi hindi nakukuha yan sa isang plan. Tama ba, no, coach?
Yeah.
So it's really more of not just getting a plan. It's really more of making sure that yung habits natin are in place para sa future natin.
Yun. Good. That's right. Galing,
that's
galing.
Right, that's right. That's right. I'm sure you guys have other ideas on how you can pitch this properly to your clients. Now, financial freedom is not free. It comes with a price. And the price is really the action steps na gagawin mo starting today to move you to financial freedom. Will it involve money when dyan sa price na yan? Of course, it will involve money. Diba?
Sometimes you have to sacrifice kasi coach. Diba? Yeah. Kasi hindi ako naniniwala sa hindi kaya. Pag gusto, kakayanin. Tama ba? Doon ka titingin, ano ba yung pwede ko sacrifice para kayanin to? You know?
That's
I had a client before, sabi ng ano ng kliyente, sabi niya sa asawa niya, "Uy, June na yung ano, June na yung sa motor mo, pero may parating pa naman tayong pera. Yun na muna ganang gamitin natin." Mm. I mean, it's really, 'di ba? If it's important to you, you will prioritize. That's the price you have to pay for that's financial freedom.
That's right. Okay, let's now go to the second topic. The second pitch that you can tell your clients is this one. There's a limit to how much you can cut, you know, in spending, but there's no limit to how much you can earn.
Wow.
Kasi, especially when you do the ABC worksheet to your clients. Di ba, makikita mo doon, tutulungan mo siya, and then pag lumagpas siya doon sa recommended formulas natin, sinasabi lagi natin sa client na, hey, you gotta lessen these expenses, you can cut this, cut that, mga ganun. Pero most Filipinos kasi pag kumikita ng sweldo at pag na-overwhelm na sila, lagi nilang sinasabi na, ito lang kasi sweldo ko eh.
Yep.
Diba? So, ang dami kong binabayaran, ang dami kong obligasyon, ganito. Nag-cut down na ako pero hindi pa rin ako masaya sa kinikita ko. There's a limitation, there's the limiting belief na if this is my income, this is it. No. There's actually no limit to how much you can earn. You can have that side hustle. You can have other sources of income. If you see that you're not enjoying your money, if you see that you have too many obligations and then yung first cash flow mo or your income, your salary is not really enough, you can actually have a lot of different ways to increase that income because there's no limit to how much you can earn. Secondary source of income, third source of income, marami tayong ganyan. Tama ba? What's your take on that, Coach Ron and Professor Sai?
Yeah. You know what, coaches? Financial advisors, budgeting is really something very important for clients, di ba? And syempre, ganun din sa atin. Pero it can only, sabihin natin, coach, it's a very reactive way of fixing the finances. Kasi parang reactive na yun eh. Diba? Yeah. Yung magbabudget ka, magkakat ka, di ba?
Defensive.
Instead of being proactive, is that, hey, yeah, okay, tanggapin natin na meron tayong limitations na, di ba, hindi lahat talaga pwedeng mabudget kasi fix na yung internet mo, fix na yung bahay mo, tama ba?
Yeah.
Pero, we have 24 hours.
Yun.
And normally, di ba, if you're what? You're into a 9-to-5 job, di ba? Sino ba dito yung talaga 9-to-5 dun sa whole time nagtatrabaho talaga tayo or what? Mm-hmm. Ibig sabihin lang, we can always stretch our time. Diba? Yun, tama yung sinabi ni Coach Jeff. Tingnan mo, ano ba yung mga talent mo? Ano ba yung passion mo? Na you think you can tap right now?
Yun.
Diba? You can tap right now para para ma-monetize mo.
And not only that, Coach Ron, Coach Jeff, because of this pandemic that we are experiencing, it gave us a lot of opportunity, especially in terms of technology. Kumbaga, even if you are living here in Metro Manila, you can have clients as far as what? Down south, di ba? Or up north because of technology, by Zoom, di ba? Unlike before, kapag you need to meet a client, ladies and gentlemen, kailangan mag-set ka ng 1 hour or 2 hours before para to give you traveling time. At ang masakit doon, Coach Ron, Coach Chef, after presenting doon sa client, ang sasabihin ng pag-iisipan ko muna, kasi kailangan i-consulta ko muna kay Mrs. At ang madalas, anong sagot ng mga kaibigan natin? Sige po. But guys, because of this technology that we have right now, tama si Coach Ron and Coach Chef. It would now depend on your imagination on how you can use this as an opportunity. Kung let's say magaling kang what, magaling kang mag-drawing, magaling kang magsalita, magaling kang mag-present. This is the best time for us to be able to do that. Kasi natanggal na 'yung tinatawag nating territorial barrier o yung jurisdiction. Yeah. Wala nang ganun. You can even have clients as far as abroad.
And you can learn a new skill if you don't have one.
That's right. Ang maganda rito, Coach Ron, Coach Chef, especially for those financial advisors who are listening, lagi ang nagiging worry nila dito, naku, kasi wala pa ako masyadong client. Here's the good news, guys. Gusto niyo bang matutunan kung paano kumuha ng mga kliyente or to get more clients, di ba? We have a masterclass for that one. We can address that to even help you. Kasi minsan yun na nagiging worry ng mga iba, Coach Ron, Coach Chef, di ba? I mean, kaya hindi sila makapag-present ng mabuti kasi ang thinking nila is, saan naman ako kukuha ng lead? Saan naman ako kukuha ng kliyente? Di po ba? That's the good thing, guys, with Always Be Closing Academy. We're also able to answer that specific or particular need. Yan. Can you expound on that more, Coach Chef?
Kasi ganito yan, guys. No? Take a look at your finances right now. Take a look at your spending habits. And if you see yourself holding back to the things that you would love to buy, for example, alam mo, gusto ko talagang kumain dito sa, sa, for example, sa McDonald's eh. Kaso nga lang, you know, ito na lang eh, kasi yung budget ko eh. Tipirin ko muna. Mm-hmm. Diba? You know, instead of feeling that way, para kang deprived, you know, you find a way to earn more para you can still enjoy the things in life. Meron kasi mga ibang nagsasabi na, you know, for example, Starbucks. Bawasan mo yung Starbucks mo para ano, para makatipid ka. But in reality, kung nag-enjoy ka naman sa Starbucks na yan, diba? You can enjoy it. How? Earn more money. But how do you earn more money? Eh, ito lang kasi ang sweldo ko. Guys, maraming opportunities out there. Diba? Kagaya ng mga sinabi, you can use your talent, you can use your skills, you can do online selling, you can do buy and sell, you can do side hustles, or you can become a financial advisor or a real estate broker or a freelancer or whatever side hustle that you can think of to add to that para ma-reallocate mo yung mga things na gusto mo talagang bilhin. For example, si Coach Ron, ako, si Professor Sai, mahilig sa coffee. Kami ni Coach Ron, mahilig sa Monster. Yeah. Monster Energy Drinks, if you buy sa 7-Eleven, that's about 117 pesos. Tama na? For other people, sasabihin nila, I want to buy that, but you know, hindi. I have to cut down on expenses eh. Tingnan mo ha, you have to cut down para magkasya yung sweldo mo. That's fine. Walang problema. Pero yung money behavior that you're emitting na merong scarcity na merong...
Scarcity, you know, mindset, Coach Chef. No?
Scarcity na may limiting belief na ito lang kasi. You're not happy. It doesn't make you feel good. What are you gonna do about it? Wala naman akong magagawin. No, there is always a way. Diba? Yun nga lang, marami lang talagang tao na kahit na merong opportunity, ayaw kunin. Tama ba? At maraming makaka-relate dito, guys. Na nung na-coach mo yung kliyente mo, nakita mo may money problems na siya, dami niyang gastos. And then sinabihan mo siya na mag-secondary source of income. Eh wala naman akong talent ganito. Sige, join my team dito. We'll teach you how to do it kasi it's just like writing. Everything can be learned, right? Pero sila mismo mo sabi, hindi naman para sa akin yan eh. Pero mo hindi pa sinusubukan, there's a need to earn more. Pero hindi nila gagawin.
Alam mo, Coach? Alam mo, alam mo sinasabi ko pag ganyan ang sinasabi ng kliyente. Alam mo, Mr. Client, naalala mo ba ng mga 1-year-old ka? Tapos nun natututunan mo pa lang na maglakad, tapos bigla na umpog-umpog ka pa no, habang na naglalakad ka. Meron ka ba naalala na sinabi mo na mukhang hindi sa akin ang paglalakad ah. Huwag na lang kaya. Tama ba? Siyempre hindi, di ba?
Tama.
Diba?
That's right. Ayan, maraming nakaka-relate. Oh. I am seeing a lot of people here na sinabihan nila yung client nila na, here, you have a money problem. You have a lot of obligations to pay. This is your salary. The salary cannot handle the obligations that you have accepted. I have another solution that can help your problem. So you can get out of debt, earn more, and be happy. Mm. Are you willing to take it?
Coach, alam mo, mayroong mga magandang online business na pwedeng gawin dyan eh. There's an opportunity for people to be a reseller. Kasi pag sinabi mo reseller, di ba, tingnan mo, ano ba yung hot item ngayon? Tama ba? Yeah. Ito pa yung maganda. Instead of you shelling out money, pwede ka mag-pre-order.
Yan!
Di ba? Yung tipong mag-cut off ka, di ba? O sige, magtanggap ako ng orders hanggang Sunday. Tapos Monday yung delivery, 'di ba? Wala kang gastos.
Good idea.
'Di ba? So, I mean, yeah, if merong way eh, merong way. Kailangan mo lang hanapan ng panahon. Right. Saka, I mean, coach, minsan, maganda talaga yung marami kang bills eh. Kailangan talaga mag-isip. Kasi pag wala kang bill, wala kang obligasyon.
Doon nagiging creative coach yun eh, no?
Oo, tama.
May mga ganun challenges eh, no?
Oh. Agree, agree.
Ito pa guys, naalala ko, no? If you know HMR, di ba?
HMR,
you get,
yeah.
HMR, you can get a lot of good deals there that you can actually sell it again. Resell. Kagaya na sinabi ni Coach Ron, a lot of good deals are there. You just need to choose quality products, but you can buy stuff there at markdown prices.
Nice.
And then you can sell it again. Hmm. Saan? Shopee, Lazada,
eBay. Credit card mo muna, Coach.
Facebook Marketplace. Oh. Diba? A lot of ways. Diba? Pero ang kailangan lang, you have to accept the fact na yung kinita mo ngayon, kahit mag-cut down ka, hindi ka na masaya, meron limit until where you can cut it down. So what's the solution there? Increase your income. How? By finding those ways. Kasi maraming paraan that will fit your personality and style. Tama? Okay. Let's move on to the next. Okay lang ba tayo? Move on to the next,
yes,
guys?
Yes,
yes. Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Next naman. Not all skills are valued at the same price. What's your take on that, Coach Ron and Professor Sai?
Okay. So, when we say that all skills are valued at the same price, kasi ganito yan, guys. Eh. May mga tao kasi na ayaw na nag-i-invest sa training. So, sasabihin nila, hindi, okay na ako, alam ko na to eh. So, pagdating sa kliyente ngayon, hindi nila ma-handle lang mabuti, especially in terms of objections. Kasi ito lang yung training na nakuha mo. So, pagdating sa mga simpleng objections ng mga clients mo, like for instance, sinabi ng client mo na, alam mo, kasi God will provide. So, hindi mo ngayon alam paano ngayon sasagutin yon. But guys, when you invest sa training nyo, sa sarili nyo, that's also the time na yung skill sets mo lumalaki. And because of that, yung capacity mo to earn more would be bigger. Diba? Kasi alam mo paano mo na i-handle eh. Sa objections pa lang kung hindi mo na siya alam paano sagutin. Guys, would you agree? You would not be able to solve or you would not be able to close deals, especially in one sitting. And that's the good thing about ABC, Coach Ron, Coach Jeff, diba? We are here to help them. But of course, kailangan sagutin mo muna yung ano eh, yung question na, are you willing to invest? Are you willing to spend? Are you willing to pay for that one? Diba? Kasi pag sinabi mo, okay naman ako, kaya ko naman yan eh.
Tama.
What about you, Coach Ron?
You know what? This reminds me of ano eh, an analogy where, you know, where pag rookie ka, normally, parang you're given isang mapurol na palakol.
Yun.
Tama ba? Tapos, isang mapurol na palakol. Tapos, yung goal mo, diba? Yung goal natin, usually, yan yung puno.
Yun.
Tama? At kahit anong pukol mo ng pukol dyan, diba? So, yung sabihin natin, it would probably take you 1,000 pukol just to put a normal tree down. And just imagine, if it's a bigger tree, diba, how long would it take for you with that
no
kind of skill set?
How hardworking you are.
Tama. Mm-hmm. Kasi, mapurol pa eh, diba? So, the point of the matter of this ano no is that sometimes you really again you have to invest in your skills, and that's really why ano no people who are more experienced, you know, they get paid, you know, they have more value na pwedeng ibigay.
That's right.
Kasi
that's
you cannot give what you don't have eh.
Yeah.
Ang experience hindi naman yan binibili. Tama ba? So that is something that you coach, ito nga eh, pag sinabi kasing experience, ano ba yan? Experience comes from making bad decisions. Tama? Kaya meron tinawag na charge it to experience.
Yun.
Kasi nagkamali ka eh. Tama ba?
Yeah.
And minsan, in short, pag ano rin siya, related pala yun, di ba? Yung experience comes from bad decisions. Di ba? So you can make good decisions.
Yun.
Right.
Diba?
That's right.
So yun eh. You know, para gumaling tayo, kailangan talaga mahasa yung skills natin. Pero again, if you're not willing to pay for it, you're not willing to invest for it, lumalabas dyan, Prof, ganito eh. Magdadasal ka na lang kay Lord, bigyan ka ng kliyente, depende kung ano yung skill level mo.
Naku.
Tama ba? It's just mahirap, di ba? So wag tayo maghangad ng malaking kliyente, tapos,
hindi
nagmamatch sa skill natin.
Yun, I like
masasayang,
that.
Masasayang.
I like that, Coach Sean.
Masasayang lang.
Coach Sean. I do remember yung sinasabi ng tatay ko, wala tayo, magkaroon ka ng malaking kliyente, anong gagawin mo? Ready ka ba?
Agree.
Tama. Diba?
Tama, tama. So, ang na-discover namin ni Professor Sai, ni Coach Ron for the last 20 years of working dito sa industry natin is the most valuable skill that you can actually learn and master is persuasion skills. Kasi once you master that, you can use it in any area of your life, whether dealing with your kids, dealing with your boss,
yeah,
dealing with your loved ones, dealing with your, you know, Coach Ron's wife.
Yeah.
Especially, for, especially with your wife. No?
Diba? Dealing with your clients, dealing with anyone, persuasion skills. Because magmula bata tayo, hanggang ngayon, we are still persuading someone doon sa gusto natin mangyari. Whether nagpapaalam ka sa parents mo, nanliligaw ka, gusto mong magpaalam for a vacation leave, whatever it is, kung magaling yung persuasion skills mo, you'd be able to convince that other person, whatever industry you are in. Okay,
very pero tsaka, important. No, Coach Jeff, one thing I can truly say is that dun sa ABC sessions natin, especially the MCB, we're not just teaching closing skills. We are actually teaching life skills.
Life skills, right. Yes.
Yes. That's right. Because right, yung mga examples nga natin doon, Coach, diba? Hindi lang pang client eh. Minsan pang how do you handle it with your wife? How do you handle it with your kid? Diba? So these are life skills that you can have. So you can be a better husband, better wife, better person.
That's right. Okay. Another thing that we need to look at is this one. You don't make money on your savings account. Yeah. What's your take on that, guys? Professor Sai and Coach Ron, what's your take on that?
This is very true kasi 'di ba katulad nga ng analogy Jeff 'di ba about the butas na timba eh 'di ba yung pera sa bangko is only what earning 0.125
your inflation less than 1% less than 1% guys for those who are listening
and your what our inflation is about what 4 to 5% a year
on the average it's 4 to 5%.
So in reality, you're losing money. You're actually losing money. You're not even keeping it. Tama ba? Parang I'd rather spend my money now and enjoy it, Coach Jeff. If you realize na, hey, why would I put it there? And that's why, Coach, doon natin ma-really realize doon sa ABC worksheet, iba ang savings, iba ang investment.
That's right.
Tama ba? Kasi ang savings, it is really meant for you to spend it doon sa mga things na gusto mo, doon sa pagpapasaya sa pamilya mo, tama? Iba yung investment. Investment is for the future. Tama?
That's right. How about you, Professor Sai? What's your take on this?
Okay, that's why, yun ang maganda sa ginagawa natin right now, guys. We are helping not only advisors, especially for those who are listening right now, it would give you a better perspective na not because marami kang pera sa bangko, it would already give you the assurance na okay ka na. Tama naman si Coach Sean and si Coach Chef about that. But let's put things in its proper perspective. Hindi po natin kalaban ng bangko rito, ha? Para lang po maging klaro kasi we don't also want to be biased. Kumbaga, bank is just one of your alternative. But reality dictates right now na hindi na talaga siya ganun ka-appreciative ang pera mo sa bangko. And if ever you do have money in the bank, it's for something na kasi gagamitin mo siya for something that you need to pay. Yeah. But guys, if you, as part of your financial freedom, you have one word, investment. You have to start looking for investments. It could either be a business or a passive income. But we also have to make sure we have to do our assignments. Kasi madalas, Coach Ron, Coach Chef, tayong mga Pilipino kasi, pag gusto nating easy money, di ba? Parang, yung hindi na natin kagad pinag-iisipan, ba, ganun ba? Meron ba siyang 30% interest income, no? Tapos,
Okay, double your money. Oh my God.
Double your money, di ba? So,
right.
Yung kagad ang tingin natin. Kaya siguro maraming mga tao rin na-scam, di ba? Yeah. At ang nakakatawa doon, kundi man totally nakakatuwa, parang nagiging pa rin siya, cycle, no? Nauulit pa rin siya. Alam mo na na-scam, may scam uli, di ba? Simply because, financial literacy. Yeah, kulang sa financial literacy. Nagmamadali tayo lagi na 'di ba, yung kailangan kumita ng malaki. Only to find out na these little steps that we are doing which would contribute dun sa ultimate goal natin. Kasi all of these things naman are what? Geared toward financial freedom.
Yeah, diba? Merong sinabi nga si Coach Brent, Coach Bray. Sabi niya, imbis na naging double yung savings, naging budol.
Ayun. I like that. Oh, especially right now, no? Coach Ron, Coach Jeff, na we are in the pandemic stage na parang also a number of people are looking of ways na kumita ng maganda or ng malaki. Mm-hmm. Diba? Pero hindi nila na-check ng mabuti kung ito ba, okay ba itong investment na ito.
Yep. Tama. So here's what you can do, guys, to your clients. Pwede mo silang tanungin na, Mr. Client, is your money working for you right now? Yun. Yung sabihin niyo, what exactly do you mean, Coach? Well, I mean what I mean. Is your money working for you right now? Well, I save in a bank. Okay, Mr. Client, but that money in your bank is not working for you. It's working for someone else. Tama? Kasi bakit? Ini-invest yan ang banko. At ang bankong kumikita, and then you don't earn anything. Which means, Mr. Client, when you work to earn money, a portion of the money that you earn, dapat nagtatrabaho rin for you. At yun na nga, through investments that you put. Because if you put money in the bank, that's okay for emergency fund, for the things that you want to buy. But whatever you put in the bank, remember, that money is not working for you. It's working for someone else. So you have to have money working for you. For example, if you put money in life insurance, is it going to work for you? Of course, kasi the value that it gives your family is always bigger than the amount that you placed. For example, naghulog ka for 10,000 pesos. Should anything happen? For example, may nangyari, ang return sa family is about 500,000 pesos. Pansin nyo, that's money working for you. The value that it gives you is more than what you have placed. So that's something that you can tell your clients para sa simula makakatch off guard sila, especially pag alam mong walang insurance. Mr. Klein, is money
or especially kung coach pag yung lahat ng pera nasa bangko lang
or lahat ng pera nasa bangko lang. Magugulat siya. Someone else is working, my money is working for someone else.
bakit hindi siya nabi sa akin ng amin?
Sino yung someone else na yun?
Someone else.
Sino yung someone else na yun?
That's right. So you have to consider that as well. Here's another one. Go on offense with your money, stop playing defense with your money.
Yun.
Yeah. What's your take on that, guys? Oh.
Sige, ako na muna. Ako, ano ko rito, ang take on this one is yung ayaw mong gamitin yung pera mo, gusto mo nakatago. Actually, connected dun sa nauna, Coach Ron, Coach Jeff. Connected to di ba? A lot of people would say, naku, ilagay ko na lang yung pera ko sa banko. Mas safe pa. Di ba? Ganun na lang gagawin ko. Only to find out na, what if something happens nga? Tuloy ko na lang yung natin, line of thinking natin kanina, Coach. What if something happens dun sa may-ari nung bank account na yun? Diba? Mas lalo pa ngayong nabawasan, guys, because there's what we call inheritance or estate tax.
Kahit naman po
6% lang yan, here's the reality. Tama ka naman, Mr. Client. 6% lang po ang estate tax. Pero Mr. Client, kapag ka po ba ang isang property owner nawala or namatay, estate tax lang po ba ang gastos niya? Meron po ba tayong tinatawag na funeral expense? Meron pa po ba tayong tinatawag na judicial expense? Meron din po ba tayong tinatawag na mga incidental expense? Yan. So, kasi minsan, and, Coach Ron, Coach Jeff, ganun ang thinking kagad na ibang kliyente. 6% lang naman ang estate tax.
Yep.
Yan, that's right.
Yep. Ako, I agree. No? Ako, my take on this is really one word.
Sige, Coach Ron.
No, actually, two words. Pwede erase.
But
it's all about risk kasi. So, the two words is taking risks.
Right. Taking risks, yeah.
Yes. Kasi in short, money is a tool that we can use, for us to make more money. Diba? So, again, if you have a limiting belief, you will be defensive. Diba? Kasi natatakot ka mawala Tama ba? Pero it was not there in the first place dati pa, 'di ba? So, 'di ba, you have to consider that na tayo, we are created, 'di ba, to create more wealth. Yeah, so you have to make sure that you be a good steward of that wealth. Hindi siya pwedeng itago dahil natatakot tayo baka mawala. And
that's actually in the Bible.
Yes, oh, and you know what? And you know what happened dun sa taong ayaw mawala ng mas lalong nawala sa kanya dahil, di ba binigyan kita ng hindi mo pinapalago. Akin na yan. Tama ba? I'll put it somewhere else. Diba? Yeah. So it's the same thing. This represents our talents. Tama? Not only money, Prof. Sai. Yeah. Diba? So if you have a talent, if you have skills, you have to use it 'di ba? To make more income, 'di ba? Para ano, para and there's the risk there is yeah, you probably fail once in a while, 'di ba? Pero ganun talaga 'yun eh. I mean, that's yep. that's part of success, right?
And then going with that line of thinking, Coach Ron, Coach Jeff, diba? Especially ang sinabi mo, skills. Alam mo, ito nagustuhan ko with Always Be Closing Academy. Guys, whether it's a paid session or it's a free session, you get the same energy. You get oh, the yes. same passion yeah. of the oh. coaches. Nang, that's right. Kumbaga, ano, dyan kami generous eh. Diba? Dyan oh. generous ang ABC eh. Pat kami mga raffle pa nga minsan eh, diba? Oh. Ang kagandahan nga lang is kung free session at ito yung natutunan mo, how much more pa? If it's yeah. paid session. Diba, Coach yeah. Ron? Coach Jeff, tama ba?
Anything else to add, Coach Ron? You were about to say something kanina.
Well, it's ano, it's really, you know, making sure na tama yung, basta yun lang, tama yung mindset. We shouldn't make decisions because of fear, but yep. because of, diba, sabi nga, the greatest motivation is really desire. Diba? Desire yeah. to have right. something. Kasi right. kung magiging fearful tayo, normally that's what we attract, kung ano yung what can go wrong, diba? It will go wrong talaga.
That's right.
Oh. Right. So yun yun,
tama, okay. tama. So here's another angle on how you can pitch this to your clients is if you want to go offense with your money, you have to organize it properly, because when you're organized, you feel happier, tama? You feel more fulfilled. There's no guilt when you spend on things that you want to buy. Diba? Nai-enjoy mo siya. Na paano ka nagiging defensive sa pera? Ito yung nangyayari dun sa mga Filipinos na pag merong unexpected bill, ito yung reaction nila. Ha? May babayaran na naman? Uy, shit na buhay. May babayaran na naman?
Oh, dumating na naman yung Lazada. Ako na naman magbabayad.
May training na naman. May bayad pa ba yung training na yan?
Oh, no, so,
that's ano, diba, reactive na, you're playing on defense, diba? You know, if you want to go offense talaga with your money, organize it so that you can enjoy more, you can earn more, you can grow the money that you have without really worrying about, you know, scarcity mindset na mauubusan or something, or unexpected bills na mag-worry ka if I can still afford to pay for those bills. Organize your cash flow, and a financial advisor, especially pag ABC graduate, matutulungan ka in organizing that cash flow.
Yeah, very fantastic.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
Here's another one. Malapit na tayo.
Pangilan na to? Pangilan na to, coach?
Overtime tayo ng konti.
Ato, panglima na ba to?
Actually, ano na? This is the seventh.
Seventh. Okay.
Special bonus yung...
Oh, yeah. No, okay.
Pa, meron tayo.
This is the last one. At sinasabi dito, you can always make more money, but you cannot make more time.
More time. Wow.
What's your take on that, guys?
Oh, no. Ganda yan. Yeah. Parang the first time I've heard that, Coach Ron, nakita ko yun sa isang article na about kay Warren Buffett. Considered as one of the most prolific and father of modern investments. Sinabi niya, something related this one eh. Diba? There are several ways in earning money. Pero lahat tayo, pare-pareho tayo, meron na tayong 24 hours. Ang tanong, diba, what do you do with that 24 hours? Kasi siya, meron siyang isang discipline or habit na he will read for 5 hours every day. Yan. 5 hours. And the good thing with that 5 hours, after niya nagawa the rest of the day, wala na siyang ibang gagawin. Pahinga na siya. But habang nagpapahinga siya doon, his money is earning for him because of that 5 hours na investment na ginawa niya. He is able to make good financial decisions and at the same time do consultations, diba? Kasi alam naman niya na, guys, kahit, let us say, especially for those who are employed, tama po ba? Kahit naman mag-overtime, 24 hours pa rin ang oras natin sa isang araw, di ba? Nakakita ba kayo na 7-Eleven na open 25 hours a day?
Tama.
Wala.
24 hours. Wala naman, di ba? Mm-hmm. Parang ito eh, instead of working hard, work smart. Di ba? Mm-hmm. Yun.
Yan, buti na lang. May kaibigan tayong smart, Coach Chip.
That's right.
Yeah, napakaswerte natin. Oh. Pero you know what? That's very true. Pero yung ano, yung naalala ko tuloy yung story na was once told by my brother, you know, kasi my brother is ano, as from Victory Church, no? So when I was doing Bible stuff and all, so sabi niya, there was this story, a man, sabi niya ganun, tinanong niya ako, sabi niya, "What if Ron, meron kang sa ATM mo, imagine meron kang $86,400 every single day. Just imagine na, coach. Imagine mo, $86,400.
Wow, that's a lot of money.
Every single day. Na yung tipong whether gastusin mo yan o hindi, tomorrow meron ka na namang another $86,400.
Wow, that's roughly 4.3 million pesos. Mm-hmm. 4.3 million.
4.3 million a day. That's
it. So just imagine, no, Prof Sai, pag gano'n ang alam mo na meron kang 86,400 at masasayang lang yan kasi hindi siya mag-a-adapt eh, coach eh.
Hindi siya mag-a-adapt eh. Back to 4.3 ulit the following day.
Diba, ang gagawin, magiging mindset mo niyan is, hey, I have to make sure that I spend this well. Kasi bukas magre-reset to eh. Mm-hmm. So I have to make sure that I spend this well. So that is specifically about time because we have, all of us, we have 86,400 seconds every day.
Oh, nice.
What you do with it is like what you do with your ATM balance every single day. Diba? Mm. So tama yung sinabi ni Prof Sai, diba? Do you invest in yourself? Or do you worry? Kasi just imagine, no, if you, ano, do worry
one hour.
Or
you don't do anything at all.
You don't do anything, diba?
Oo, totoo.
Which is really, really, so that is something that you have to put in heart.
That's right, that's right. So lumalabas, guys, what we're trying to say here is time will not wait for you. Whether you are ready or not, it will move on. If your finances are organized, Mr. Client, then you can leverage time. If your finances are not organized, hindi walang basta ang time na hihintayin ka ma-organize yung finances mo. So whether you start this plan or not, Mr. Client, time will move on. Tama ba?
Nakamiyata yun.
Yun yung naging problema.
Tulay red na miyata.
Oo. That's right, that's right. In fact, kung ikaw na yung panglimang financial advisor na kumausap sa kanya at hindi pa rin siya kumukuha, just imagine kung kumuha ka, Mr. Client, to protect your family. Kung unang merong isang financial advisor, yung unang-unang financial advisor na kumausap sa'yo, you know, na-leverage mo na sana yung time. Pero panglima na po ako. Tama? Okay. Pag wala pa rin po nangyari, it's not gonna wait. Tuloy pa rin po siya. So that's something that you can consider. Because Mr. Client, you can always make more money, pero hindi mo na mababalikan yung time. It's down the drain. At ang pinaka-favorite natin, especially
ito, financial advisors, this is something you have to make sure that you follow this. This is based on experience, especially among the three of us, no? Especially kay Coach Jeff. Pero ano,
this is actually the bonus tip na pwede natin gawin for everyone.
Saka matutuwa yung kliyente mo pag ito yung sinabi mo sa kanya.
Ito yung sasabihin.
Okay, go.
Mr. Client, if you won't plan for your finances, your wife will. Pag hindi mo yan nilagay dito, di ba? Sabihin ng asawa mo, babe, thank you! Happy birthday to me! Di ba? Di ba?
Bigla na lang may dati tira, Shopee!
Which is, right, diba? Right. Which is sometimes, di ba? Most of the time, it's really true.
Totoo naman.
You have to, the bottom line is, you have to organize your cash flow. And a financial advisor will be able to help you organize that cash flow. Para you're always on the offensive with your finances, you're always happy, you're always finding ways to increase your income so that you can have the convenience that you want, hindi na sa sacrifice and cutting down those things na gusto mo talagang i-enjoy, and at the same time, di ba, you're gonna live a happier life.
Mm-hmm. Kasi, yun ang kasunod dyan, Prof. Sa'yo, di ba?
Happy wife, happy life. Yeah. And then speaking of happy and organizing, Coach Ron, Coach Shep, meron ba tayong session for those financial advisors who are listening right now to help them improve in terms of organizing cash flows, helping their clients in terms of closing deals? Meron ba tayo dyan? Sige nga, please, Coach Shep.
Yes. That's right. So we have an upcoming masterclass called the Master Closer Blueprint Workshop. It's a two-day mastery session where we will teach you how to close deals in one sitting. Matulungan mo yung mga clients mo on how to organize their cash flow. Kasi magtuturo talaga kami sa inyo ng mga budget techniques. Real budget techniques na easy and simple to understand para maturo nyo sa mga clients so that they can see na pwede palang ma-organize in a fun and exciting way para that your clients can live a happier life. Nagiging resulta lang na pag nagpakita ka ng life insurance, kinukuha nila. Pero ang ginawa mo muna, tinulungan mo muna silang i-organize yung finances nila. If you want to learn those techniques, then we highly encourage you to enroll this Master Closer Blueprint Workshop designed for financial advisors. Ano pang matututunan nila dyan, Coach Ron? Dyan sa master class na yan.
Yep. So aside from the ones you mentioned, no, very important dito is to having a structure. You know, if you have a structure when it comes to your you know financial planning with your clients, hindi ka mararatel, hindi ka magpapanik, 'di ba? You will, you know, it's all about confidence in the table, 'di ba? So when you allow us to teach you, you know I guarantee you that you will be 100 times better. You know, dito na pumapasok yung skill level na God mode, 'di ba, no, coach?
God mode.
And we're very happy that you're always here learning and watching the show. Fantastic.
Yon.
Syempre, naubos na yung oras natin. In fact, nag-overtime tayo. Bira tayo mag-overtime. Pero nag-overtime tayo today because we want to add value to you guys. And that is it for today's episode. If you think we were able to add value to you guys, then spread the word to your friends and to your teammates. You can also follow Always Be Closing Academy on all social media platforms. Feel free to message us for any questions or if you feel that you would like to enroll in any of our value-adding programs. We'll see you guys again next week. Tune in next time only here at the Always Be Closing Thursday Thunder Talk Show. My name is Coach Jeff Luspo.
And this is Coach Ron C.
Of course, along with Professor Sai.
And remember,
Always Be Closing!